Bruce Lee, Lawrence of Arabia, and the fictional demigod Percy Jackson share supporting roles in the new book, Natural Born Heroes. The idea goes something like this. All of these men started out as average, ordinary humans before they learned to do extraordinary things. And if they can do it, the book says, so can we. Only a Game's Karen Given recently met up with the author on tour.
I'm usually game for Christopher McDougall's experiments. When we first met in 2010, I took off my running shoes and joined him for a barefoot jog. 5 years later, that book is still on McDougall's mind.
I'm Christopher McDougall, author of Born to Run.
But I'm pretty sure that's not the book we're supposed to be talking about today.
Oh, author of Natural Born Heroes.
Born to Run sold 3 million copies worldwide and was credited with launching the barefoot running movement. Put Born to Run and Natural Born Heroes side by side on a bookshelf, and you might have trouble telling them apart. But a similar cover isn't the only thing they have in common.
You know, Born to Run, I got a ton of credit for, like, launching the barefoot movement. It's like, dude, I was the dude on the surfboard that happened to be there when the wave came. Like, I saw the wave coming, but it was coming, and I feel the same way about this now.
McDougall is 6'4". In Born to Run, he set out to prove that you don't have to be small and thin to be a runner. In Natural Born Heroes, he says those guys who spend their evenings lifting weights at the gym have it all wrong. You don't have to be big to be strong.
I had no idea I could move that way. I think that was the most exciting part.
Amelia Failing has come to an indoor climbing gym in Somerville, Massachusetts for McDougall's book tour slash parkour clinic. Parkour isn't an easy thing to define, but it's basically just a way of moving around a space, usually an urban landscape, by jumping and climbing over obstacles instead of just going around them. And Failing's never done anything like it before.
Let's look at it objectively.
Yeah.
What you did today.
Today, I jumped on top of that 5-foot block there, jumped on top of the platform that's a foot higher than that, contemplated jumping onto the wall, but then thought maybe I should give that, you know, till the next time. It felt like I was on adult monkey bars.
And I gotta say, the look on your face was like a 5-year-old.
I know, that's what I felt like. I was trying not to smile so much, but I was having so much fun.
This clinic might be fun, but McDougall says natural movement, the discipline that inspired parkour, has its roots in a turn-of-the-century tragedy.
There's a French naval officer watching a volcano explode, and he's trying to rescue people. And he's watching people die because they can't master these simple little movements. They can't climb a rope to get up on the boat. They can't jump across a little ravine. They couldn't pick up like a child.
George Hébert believed humans had gotten away from their animal selves, the part of us that instinctively knows how to run and climb and fight. He set out to reintroduce those skills to a generation of French Marines. But World War I began, and Europe had more important things to worry about. For the next 100 years, Hébert's techniques were mostly forgotten, until a couple of guys in France in the 1980s started to bring them back. Maybe you've seen this video. It has 38 million views on YouTube, and there are hundreds more just like it. I can barely watch as these guys climb walls, leap over parked cars, and jump from rooftop to rooftop with a completely unnecessary aerial somersault in between. Parkour spread across the world with videos like this one. By the time the sport made it to Pennsylvania, where McDougall lives, he knew he'd found his next book.
I was like, oh, man, I know I got to do this because I got to research this book, but I am going to the hospital.
I can barely contain my skepticism. Jumping from building to building, leaping over parked cars, that's just crazy talk.
You look remarkably unconvinced. you're like, yeah, dude.
I got to say, I mean, really, I can't imagine doing it.
I'm going to try one little thing here.
McDougall slips off his sandals and pushes off the table in front of us like a spring. Almost effortlessly, the guy who compares his body type to a refrigerator hops up on the table and back down again. Even I have to admit, it kind of looks like fun.
You are hardwired to get satisfaction and joy from anything that's good for the species. So if it's good for your animal self, you're going to be rewarded for it. You get a burst of endorphins.
Those endorphins are why, McDougall believes, this year more people will complete an adventure challenge like the Tough Mudder or Spartan Race than will run a half marathon.
This institutionalized machine-based fitness thing like doesn't work. We don't like it. The dropout rate in gyms is 60%. They sign up in January, and by Easter, they're gone. every year. It's the only business that makes a profit from the fact that people hate it.
When McDougal suggested runners ditch their traditional shoes, millions of us did. And so many got injured that the most popular brand of minimalist shoes was recently forced to settle a $3.7 million class action lawsuit. Dan Edwards of Parkour Generations, a London-based training group, says he hopes Natural Born Heroes does for parkour what Born to Run did for the barefoot running movement, except for that part where people got hurt.
Absolutely, yeah. The reason we started teaching was that, you know, young people, kids especially, were going out and doing it without any guidance. So we wanted to create a place where they could come and get good guidance if they wanted it and learn safely and correctly.
Be mindful of your steps, be mindful of your space, mindful of other people.
McDougal and Edwards are working this book tour together. After McDougal gets the crowd excited about parkour, Edwards lets them give it a try. But he doesn't show them exactly what to do. Edwards says parkour is about challenge, discovery, exploration, adaptation, and self-knowledge. And it's definitely not about all those pretty jumps you can watch on your computer screen.
Your kids, they climb on stuff, they walk on the wall, not on the pavement, you know, they'll balance on things, they'll crawl around, they'll explore, and they love doing that. It's a natural thing to play, it's play, right? And parkour is, in a way, it's just allowing adults especially, it's like giving them permission to play again. And all we do is we give it a little bit of focus, a little bit of discipline, but effectively it's play. And that's why everyone smiles so much, because it's like, you know, oh, this is, I remember doing this when I was growing up. Why did I stop doing this?
Will Natural Born Heroes inspire millions to cast off traditional gyms the way Born to Run led so many to try running without shoes? As he watches the parkour students climb over walls and each other, Christopher McDougal hopes that it will. For Only a Game, I'm Karen Given.